humanity must advance. Humanity's advancement forward must be our primary concern. By standing still, we make room for liars and parasites. The sustained momentum with which we move forward should be one of our greatest treasures. The pressure to stop advancing can only come from those who benefit from illness. These boogeyman tales of economic collapse arising from people no longer struggling in poverty are lies. This is the same pattern of behavior that kept slaves from uprising. Doomsday tales, overwork, and education, these are the tools of the slave owner. Building walls while telling each other that people over the next border are bad or different or not like us or criminal is very similar to how slave owners were not telling their slaves about great cities, about happy and friendly people. The uprisings were prevented from occurring because nobody knew anything to rise to. No one should be allowed to benefit from poverty, war, misery, crime, uneducated consumers, uninformed patients, and cheap employees. Someone dialed the wrong number this morning, and this is a voice message I got at 3 a.m.
The Detroit, Michigan Detention Center. Hello, this is a call from... A detainee at the Detroit, Michigan Detention Center. To hear your payment options, press 0. To refuse this call, hang up or press 1.
Few hours later, I get another one.
This is an important message from about calls from an offender at a correctional facility. Para escuchar este mensaje en español, oprima el número 1. An offender at a correctional facility attempted to make a collect call to this number, but the call could not be completed due to billing restrictions. If you wish to receive these calls, you must contact our automated system for credit card deposits to a prepaid account or other deposit instructions at 1-800 or go to www.com and set up an account.
These recordings show how crime creates money. Probably $20 at a time, from millions and millions of people. This is a massive industry that, with the way things are, will never be stopped. Ashley Williams, who you may remember from the I'm Not a Super Predator event, might have been in part inspired by Michelle Alexander's The New Jim Crow, Mass Incarceration in the Age of Colorblindness. It is very difficult to spot the companies that are making money off of misery, because most of them will put up beautiful messages about keeping families connected. How not to appreciate that kind of work and dedication and foresight? Because these companies do nothing to prevent crime. They position themselves to feed on families that were just ripped apart. See, normal people would make this communication free. The real super predators say,
to hear your payment options, but the call could not be completed due to billing restrictions. You must contact our automated system for credit card deposits to a prepaid account or other deposit instructions at 1-800 or go to www.com and set up an account.
There would be no money making here. No premium communication programs and packages. No, we need your credit card first. A normal person would never think of making money here. But an evil person baits people into signing up with a free weekly phone call, an option which didn't even originally exist, according to their website. Please note how hard it is to see the evil behind all this. On the surface, and even beneath the surface, there is no visible wrongdoing here. Let me try to break this down for you best I can. Above all, prison does not make people better, and human beings get very ill from sitting in cages. That is something that never leaves them. They lose hope and faith in us, in humanity, in people outside of prisons. Prisons shouldn't exist. Falling apart to a point of committing a crime is a psychological crisis. Individuals who are in that state need a doctor and a psychologist. They need support. They need love and understanding. Additionally, nonviolent crime should not result in a prison sentence. And a jury of well-off white suburbians who never faced the street, who never slept behind a trash container, and who don't want to be in court to be on the jury, is not a real jury. I also want to single out addiction and drug possession as a psychological problem. It is not a crime, it is an illness. Punishing drug addicts with prison is evil. The public defenders are the heroes here. They are overloaded and can't handle the persecution, which has infinite resources and incredible new powers such as geofencing that arises from what should be illegal mass surveillance. Until convicted, a person should not be put into jail or prison. They should be driven home. And in court, they should be able to choose a legal firm, including the most prestigious ones. And this would cost them nothing, because money and justice does not mix. Addressing prisons and crime is actually very little. The repairs that I have mentioned here merely correct massive mistakes. This is just the way things should be right now. What we really need is prevention. And that means universal income, or free money, or a bottomless credit card with nothing more than a reasonable daily spending limit. Where will crime be when everyone is given a credit card with a $100 daily spending limit? It will pay for rent, for food, for computer, for books, for 3D printers, and other temporary curiosities that expand the mind, that help us grow, that help us consider real problems like climate change and pollution and the future of humankind. Where will the gas station robberies be? Where even those who are in most desperate state will have money. Perhaps we should reevaluate who a criminal is and what a prison is and what punishment means. Today, we laugh at the idea of free money, but tolerate the idea that some people need prison for doing things that kept their minds from falling apart, from poverty. This is why growing all the way up and adding to the momentum with which humanity is advancing must be one of the most important things on our minds. There is nothing acceptable about the disproportionate mass incarceration of people fractured by poverty. And there is nothing wrong with ending poverty rather than putting in an effort into collecting phone sensor data for purposes of catching all criminals. We need to put effort into preventing crime by ending poverty. That's the whole point, right? Ending crime? And by ending poverty, we also end wage slavery. We also end businesses that make money off of moms needing to talk to their sons who suffered poverty on a degree that pushed them into addiction, a punishment that is no doubt far greater than any prison. By ending poverty, we give people time to think and learn and understand and comprehend and dream and invent and grow in wisdom. We give the children time to grow up without fracturing from poverty. The problem of mass incarceration became so great that we began decriminalizing drugs to keep children out of prison. But that also sends the wrong message. It sends the message of using drugs and alcohol to treat problems that arise from the global state of poverty. Chemically induced productivity. No slaver could ask for more. Along with decriminalization of drugs, we must also remove the need for them. World poverty must end. Listen, by not ending world poverty, we are enslaving the future generations to all these broken ideas, and then some. To begin today, all we have to do to start is help the children understand that prisons are wrong, that using money to keep Wall Street and military rich and people poor is madness. We must stop acting in a way that indoctrinates children into this culture of injustice. The shortest path there is to help children to great and life-changing narrated books at the local library. Books like The New Jim Crow, Mass Incarceration in the Age of Colorblindness. And above all, help the children reject fake or ineffective education. And understand that knowledge begets wisdom, and wisdom begets greatness, which is how the world advances forward.